Seit 1994 untergräbt eine kreative Truppe rücksichtslos aus dem Untergrund die Methoden konventionellen Marketings. Sie schlagen unerkannt zu. Sie bleiben im Kopf. Sie sind anders. Sie sind clever. Sie sind nicht zu stoppen. Wenn du etwas verkaufen willst, wenn du nicht weißt, wie das geht und wenn du sie finden kannst, dann frag die Guerilla Marketing Group.
Guerilla FM.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Guerilla FM. Heute meine besondere Freude als Gast Orville Ray Wilson, der Autor von Guerilla Verkauf und Guerilla Verhandlungstechniken, direkt aus den USA, heute bei mir in der Sendung übers Telefon. Hello Orville.
Guten Tag. Hello.
Hello. So, guten Tag is almost all your German, right?
That's about it. That and ein Bier besser. I can order beer in 9 languages. That's about the extent of my German.
Okay, so it's a great pleasure to have you online and put you in our Guerilla FM radio show here. We have once a week.
It's a pleasure to be your guest. Thank you.
Thank you. And maybe not all of our listeners have any idea who you are, and so how did you become involved in guerrilla marketing and guerrilla sales?
Well, I guess you could say I've made a career out of making Jay Levinson famous and making guerrilla marketing an entry in the Oxford English Dictionary. The series now includes 47 titles that have been translated into 62 languages and more than 22 million books sold worldwide. It's the most successful sales and marketing series ever, and it's been a 30-year journey too. In 1989, I was approached by a guy named Bill Shearer, who was Jay Levinson's agent, and he had published a book called Guerrilla Marketing in 1984. Followed it up with a sequel, Guerrilla Marketing Attack, in 1986. And the books really weren't getting much traction. They had yet to sell out their first printing. And his publisher, Houghton Mifflin, they wanted to do a book on sales, on the logic that there were more salespeople in the universe than there were marketing people. And yes. So they approached me originally to ghostwrite this book for Jay Levinson. And my response was, I don't want to be anybody's ghost. I want my name on the cover. And so Jay and I collaborated with another psychologist, Bill Gallagher, and Guerrilla Selling was published in 1992. It immediately became an international bestseller. Has stayed in print now for more than 20 years and has officially become a classic. In fact, just last week, it was featured in Advantages magazine as one of the 10 most important titles to inspire your sales, along with Norman Vincent Peale's classic, The Power of Positive Thinking, Spencer Johnson's Who Moved My Cheese. we're in great company here.
Yeah, great books, right?
Great books. So that's kind of how we got started. And Jay and I went on to collaborate on 5 other books after that. And we've traveled all over the world and presented together, spoken together, done seminars together. It's been a wonderful trip.
Yeah, and you know, before you start with Guerrilla sales and being an author and all that, what is your background in sales?
Well, I started selling garden seeds door to door when I was about 9 years old, literally.
Okay.
And if you Google me on YouTube, there's a video on there where I tell that story about how I won a bicycle selling these little packets of seeds door to door. That for me was the beginning of what's been a lifelong career in business and sales. Sold magazine subscriptions and in college I sold computers and software and then worked in an advertising agency for a number of years and in 1980 hung up my shingle as Boulder Sales Training Institute. I was a national champion in debate in high school and had a scholarship for it in college. But when my scholarship money ran out, I went back out on the street and into sales and just never looked back. And in 1980, started a company called Boulder Sales Training Institute that eventually evolved into what we are today.
Yeah. And so, in a way, this one single event became your career after that, right? For more than 20 years now.
Yeah, it was one of those life-changing things that kind of snuck up on me. But
and by fortune, fortune for us, in 1992, I approached you, right? I approached you for getting a contact to Jay, and I came over to the U.S. and,
right.
And you helped us setting up a guerrilla marketing group here in Germany.
And much to your credit, you and Petra have taken that and made it a very successful organization as well. Congratulations and commendations.
Thank you. And so we are both connected for 20 plus years now. And Orville, just tell me, what is, in a nutshell, we both know, but the people listening to that show have no idea. What is the revolutionary thing in guerrilla sales? Why is it such a tremendous, successful book, and why is it still, after 20 years in print, one of the most thought-after books in print in sales? Why is it?
Well, I would say that the existing literature in sales always laid out some kind of process. You know, the Dale Carnegie sales course, for example, had the, you know, the sales burger, and, you know, Max Sachs had their, you know, their submarine, and, you know, everyone had the, you know, kind of their, you know, step by step, you know, process that if you follow this roadmap, it will lead you to the sale. This book was radically different in that it took advantage of what was then an emerging field of field of neurolinguistic programming to identify the steps that the customer uses to make a buying decision. And so it was really a 180 degree reversal of the traditional, you know, psychology of sales. Because if you can determine what an individual customer needs in order to make a decision and then present your proposal that way, then you immediately become the preferred vendor, and your offering becomes practically irresistible.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, and that really turned the whole industry on its head, because not only was it different, it was also radically effective. And we had, you know, drawers full of letters of sales teams that doubled, tripled, quadrupled their numbers virtually overnight as a result of that training, of the results of that approach.
And you said that this was in the beginning of NLP, and a new approach of a sales process, which is more oriented to how the customer would love to buy. And is it still valid? Do you think it's still a valid process? Is it still or a valid approach to sales?
Well, I would have to say, based on my training calendar, you know, I flew to Malaysia 3 times last year to do training over there. There's, you know, the material is still, the book is still in demand. The approach is still very effective, and people all around the world are clamoring to learn more about it. I have 2 engagements coming up in Mexico. Next month I'm flying to Paris, and then to do a seminar with your team in Berlin as well. So I would have to say, you know, little companies like IBM and Microsoft and Apple have made guerrilla selling their internal standard sales training. So there must be something to it.
I believe it is, but just a question, right? Well, why is it still, you know, one of the best books available on sales process or sales understanding or sales general? So, and then we have a very special thing coming up. You know, you helped us in between 1992 and 94 to set up our company.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it and we officially started 93 and 94 we had the first real client, right? So in 94, we went and took the material from you and adapted it to Germany. And mm-hmm. if, we both know there was, in a way, no reason to get you back to Germany. And a couple of weeks ago, we talked with each other and you told me, hey, I'm coming to Paris. And I thought, wow, Orwell is coming to Paris. It should be the great opportunity to bring you back to Germany. You know, you've been in Europe, you've been to the UK, you have been to France, you've been to several countries in Europe, and on top of that, to a lot of countries, not even in South America, but Asia and all over the globe. And so almost 20 years ago, right? It was your last official seminar being in Germany.
Yeah, something like that. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
I've been doing a lot of work in Asia lately because that's where the economy is booming right now. We have a whole generation of people over there who have never been exposed to Myers-Briggs or to, you know, time management or to, you know, even some of the basic business skills training, and they're very eager to learn. And it's incumbent upon us here in the West to retool our skills and to gear up to compete and we're just not going to survive economically.
Yeah. And so, tell me, you know, I'm very excited to have you here. You will be in Berlin on the 6th of April, right?
April 6th.
In a couple of days, April 6th. It's a Saturday and I talked you into a full day workshop, right?
I know. So, I'll never forgive you for that.
No, I know. So I talked you into changing your flight plans and not going home directly to the U.S., but come here and have a one-day, full-day workshop for German people who are interested in sales and marketing. And so what will you cover in the seminar? So what do you think is a good...
Well, I think the three hottest topics right now are first of all, to define what the guerrilla approach is to marketing, kind of a global overview. And I'm going to start with seven strategies, guerrilla marketing strategies to double your business in the next year. We'll then take an overview of guerrilla selling and this process that we use to track the customer as they go through their internal decision-making process. We call that process NAB and CAPTURE, which is an acronym. And then we'll spend a portion of the day talking about guerrilla marketing with social media. Social media these days it's a lot like teenage sex. Everyone thinks that they should be doing it, and nobody really knows where to start. So this looks at the big 4.5 social media platforms, starting with YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and now we have this new thing on the horizon, Google+, which no one has really figured out what it's for yet. So that's why they say 4.5. And so the emerging arsenal of online opportunities that guerrillas have, again, for using no-cost and low-cost marketing vectors to maintain congruence with your customers and to build a brand and to promote your business.
So we do a lot of stuff in this one day. Who is intended to come? What kind of people should show up? Is it a self-employed person? Is it a sales manager? Is it a sales person? So who is the audience you think would benefit the most from this one day?
Well, historically, our constituency has been small business. The original guerrilla metaphor, of course, comes from guerrilla warfare. How do you fight back when you're outnumbered and you're outspent and you're outgunned? So certainly anyone who is a small business owner or who is responsible for sales and marketing, you know, within a fairly small company, which is actually the most powerful part of the economic engine, at least here in the United States, 90% of the new jobs are created by companies with 50 or fewer employees. So yeah. Certainly a small business owner or vice president of sales, vice president of marketing in a smaller organization. For larger companies, anyone who is, again, VP of sales, VP of marketing, or sales manager or territory manager or corporate accounts manager for larger companies, anyone who needs to who could use some help to make their numbers, to make their quota, to boost sales and profits, is going to benefit radically from this training.
Okay. So anything else you want to let the German listeners knowing about your upcoming event or anything else?
Well, I would just say if they'd like to learn more about my work and about Jay's work, a couple of websites they can go to. One is www.guerrillagroup.com, and that's spelled G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A, guerrillagroup.com. There are links on there to all kinds of resources, including online articles and books, blog. We also have our own channel on YouTube with a number of video clips from the training that they can see. If they go to the search window in YouTube and then just do a search for Orville Ray Wilson and Guerrilla Group, and you'll find all those resources there. And certainly they can contact you. What's the best way for them to reach you there in Berlin?
Oh, yeah. As almost all know, the best way to reach us is using our webpage. It is www.guerrilla.de. And we will have show notes where we put in all the links from YouTube and theguerrillagroup.com and other places where you can find more information in. And there's also the registration form for getting a ticket for this event, which will be in Berlin on Saturday, the 6th of April. And so I believe that's all, right? So it will be a lot of fun. And I hope that a lot of people listening to that would love to come.
And I'm really looking forward to it.
We all, the whole team here is looking forward to see you and put you on stage and see what is new. Maybe a last thing before we depart. So, what is guerrilla marketing and guerrilla sales? Has it changed in a way from 20 years ago, especially in the U.S.? Because we all look for what is going on in the States, right? So this is a country of the salespeople. And so I would love to know if you would share some of your insights. What has changed, or what is the biggest change maybe in 20 years in terms of sales approach, sales skills, marketing, campaign stuff you're seeing every day over there?
Well, a major trend, and I think it certainly is an advantage for guerrillas. There's never been a better time to apply guerrilla marketing. First of all, the recession here in the United States has kind of been a big wake-up call to the globalization of the world economy. Suddenly we find ourselves competing not only with the Germans, but with the Australians and with the Chinese and with a dirt floor shop in Latvia somewhere. And given the access to the internet, it's all of these vendors have equal access to the customer. I think another trend is that especially large companies have invested a lot of resources into traditional marketing, advertising, TV, certainly elaborate websites and elaborate social media programs. And I think it's been at the expense of the old-fashioned person-to-person, you know, toe-to-toe approach to sales and customer service in particular. If you have a problem, you call customer service, and there will be someone in Bangladesh will answer the phone and say, "Yes, I can help you. Please tell me what your problem is." Excuse me, can I speak to somebody who speaks English? I speak English perfectly well, sir. Thank you very much. I didn't answer. Gosh, give me a break. I think guerrilla selling may in some circles be viewed to be old-fashioned, but if you're willing to spend time and energy and imagination instead of throwing a lot of money at media resources, in the long run, it's going to be much, much more effective. And we'll give you a tactical advantage over some of these more technocentric styles of marketing.
So in a nutshell, it is like this high-tech approach is one thing, and the other one is high-touch. So people, you really took care about what your client's need is, and you really talk with somebody on the phone, a real person with knowledge and everything. So it could be a big advantage for your company if you approach this more old-fashioned way of sales and customer service, right?
I would have to agree with that, yes.
Okay, good. So, Orvo, it's just a couple of days before you will be in Europe, and in just a couple of days you will be on stage in Berlin. And first of all, thanks for being in the show here. And it's amazing what will happen on the 6th of April. I know that, okay? It will be a lot of fun. So if you want anybody wants any questions, put this in the commands, and we will send it over to you, Orvo. And everybody else, be in Berlin on the 6th of April, and have a great and fun day, okay?
Thank you. We'll look forward to seeing you then.
Okay, so.
Wiedersehen.
Thanks for being on the show. Wiedersehen und nicht vergessen.
Es ist ein Dschungel da draußen.
Guerilla FM.